Alright, praise the Lord. Nah? Now, today what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a bonus message. Last week, probably you hear that Casey is going to preach today. Alright, I just make a move because some of the traveling that I have. So I'm going to preach this morning. Alright, now. So we are in a series called Apostle Creed. Okay, say with me. 1, 2, 3. Apostle Creed. Yes, tell your neighbor left and right. Are you the apostle? Okay. Anyway, now today we will learn a bit more, okay, of the Holy Spirit. Now, I do not know about you when you come to know the Lord, or some of you are very new, okay, to who God is and who Jesus is. As for me, okay, growing up for the, okay, I come to know the Lord since 1985, okay, going through all those years. And I'll hear people talk about, oh, do you know that the Old Testament time is the time of the God the Father, you know. Then after that, you come to the New Testament. Oh, it's the God, the Jesus. And then now we are living in this new millennium. It's the God, the Holy Spirit. You know, okay, there's some truth about it, because when you read about the Bible and when you read about Old Testament, it's always God the Father. You know, New Testament is, well, the birth of Jesus Christ. And then now so many messages, books are written, okay, on the Holy Spirit. But when you think about that, God existed right at the beginning, right? Although you probably hear more about God, but the Son, God, Holy Spirit already existed, all right? Just as the way that in our Christian world, the way we emphasize, okay, on each and every one of them, all right? Now, so in other words, somehow if you were to read or hear in the Christian world, in the 20th century, 21st century, is known as the age of the Holy Spirit. Now, that is because of the rise of the Pentecostal movement, charismatic movement. It's not that it has never been. Now, if you read book of Acts, Acts chapter 2 is the Pentecostal movement, all right, where the now outpour of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you were to read Old Testament, you will somehow read Holy Spirit is already there, you know, it empowers so and so, okay, for the work of the kingdom and saving, okay, the laws and the nations, all right, now. With that, I won't deny that among the fastest growing churches in our world today, okay, are those, okay, who are spirit-filled, okay, because of the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, another church growth expert who is well-known, even today, that is Peter Wagner. He said that now is the third wave movement, all right? In other words, how the Holy Spirit have moved, okay, in our Christian world. Now, as I talk about the books written, isn't it true that there are more books written on the person of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit? Today, if you walk into a Christian bookstore, wow, on the column of Holy Spirit is so much, okay, that was written right now. I know people today don't really read books nowadays. Okay, just Google, get your PDF or whatever format, those that works for you, all right, now. Today, somehow, every church wants to know more about the move of the Holy Spirit. So you can hear like, wow, the gift of prophecy, everybody will flock there. Healing, okay, people will flock there. Talk about end times, okay, people will flock over to all those, because nobody wants to be left behind when it comes to talk about the move of the Holy Spirit. But how many of us realize also, at the same time, there are also organizations, churches also believe in what we call the word cessation. Right, that the Holy Spirit doesn't exist anymore. It only during the time of the book of Acts, okay, it remained there. That's it. All right. Now, I grew up in the traditional church, or how should I say, not say grew up. I got saved, okay. I became a Christian in a traditional church. And you know, as a young believer, wow, I start reading the Bible. And then after that, when you come to the book of Acts, right? Holy Spirit. So I wanted to know more. But it's just sad, okay, when I go to one of my leaders, they say, okay, you stop there, no more asking questions, all right? But I think it was a good thing, because that was a revival for me, because when you're asked not to know, you want to know more, okay? Humans are like that. You tell them not to do things, they do even more, all right? So it's always going to the other direction now. But it was, make sure it's for the change, for the good, and I revive, you know, I just want to know what the work of the Holy Spirit can do, and praying, and then and see how God works. And you know, sometimes you have all this experience, like you go to a conference. There was a time in Singapore, okay, my brother asked me, okay, take this bus, what number, and then reach there, and you just walk. I know the way he gave me direction is like, I need to figure out a lot of things, all right? So when I get to the hall, I was like, lo and behold, how am I going to look for him? in Singapore, which is like thousands, you know. So I was standing there, the ushers are keep on getting people into be seated. I said, you got to hold on, I need to look for my brother. So I said, Lord, you got to help me this, Holy Spirit, where are you? So just in a few seconds, my eye just dagger. Hey, he's over there. So I, you know, the way when you encounter the Holy Spirit is just wonderful, all right? So today I want to preach a bit more and looking at a passage from the book of Ephesians. Now, if you were to look at the book of Ephesians, it's marvelous. It's very rich, all right? Now, Ephesians, if you were to do a two block, okay, chapter 1 to chapter 3, it's talking about your position, okay, as a believer. And then the second part will talk about how you should live, okay, as a Christian, all right? If you have a Bible like me, now people don't carry Bible already, all right, now. Chapter 1 is about who you are, okay, your position. 2, talk about how you are saved by the grace of God. Okay, chapter 3, talk about the purpose of the mystery, okay, the mystery that has been revealed. Okay, your position, chapter 1 to chapter 3. And then 4, you talk about how you should live. Okay, if you have a Bible with a top heading like that, chapter 4, talk about walking in unity. Okay, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Last week I mentioned about that. Holy Spirit is a person. He can grieve. He has emotion. Chapter 5 is about how you walk in love, how you walk in light, and how you walk in wisdom. Chapter 6, you come about some instruction about children, parenting, okay, servants and masters, okay, and then the armor of God, all right? It's just giving you that description and all those. Right now, today I'm going to look at chapter 5, 15 to 21, okay, a passage that talk about the Holy Spirit, all right? Allow me to read that. Look carefully then how you walk. I know some of you got different style of walking right now. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody. I think some of your minds like, and Spotify, and YouTube, and okay, all right now. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Let us pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. I give thanks, Lord, for the series that we're doing, that we take one more step, okay, on believing you, one more step of knowing you, and one more step, oh God, Lord, of building that relationship, okay, with the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. So today we're going to talk about that phrase, but be filled with the Spirit. So in other words, I'm going to explore with you all. I think I'm going to have 4 questions about what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit based on that text, okay, that we're going to look, okay, at it. Just before doing so, you know, the subject of a Holy Spirit, some of us probably wonder for the longest time, what does that mean, all right? It's a huge topic. We cannot, like, cover everything. Last week, I was trying to cover as much as I can, but it's a huge topic. And probably some of you being a Christian for a long time, probably is quite probably a reminder, okay, for you. But the question is still, do you really live a spirit-filled life? All right, all of us need to answer that question as well now. So among all the questions will be this: what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Now, I'd like to give you some 3 misconceptions, because growing up, sometimes when we look at Holy Spirit, we can feel, why like that, nah? All right? And also having conversation, when they enter a church, oh, what is that? Why are they praying? Because they were speaking in tongue, all right? So became a different sign, okay, to different people. So 3 misconceptions. Number one is it is an emotional experience. Some people, when you come to know Holy Spirit, wow, this is truly emotional, aesthetic, and all those, right? Now, let me say there are different expressions, okay, of the Holy Spirit. So, I've been many meetings before, and and we see people, I mean, you remember me saying last week, okay, when you see a meeting, wow, why, how, everybody is laughing, why? Why suddenly this one laughing? Okay, then when it comes to end service, okay, the altar call, people are shaking, trembling, you know, roaring on the floor, some are weeping, some dancing, some will be dreaming. Okay, now, whatever that, I will say that is the expression, okay, of the Holy Spirit. I won't deny it. But sometime you wonder and you will be sitting. I don't know how many of you have been there before. You're sitting there, you're wondering, what's happening, huh? Everybody looks weird to you. But everybody who are having that expression also were looking at you, oh, that guy or that girl is weird too, because sitting down and nothing happened to him right now. Let me say that. It is okay if you don't laugh. It's okay if you don't fall under the power or whatever. It's okay. Tell your neighbor left and right. It's okay. It's okay. All right. I remember those days when much, much younger. All right. So we have auto call and have, everybody start falling. Am I going to fall? Okay. All right. Those are the kind of thing that we try to process in our mind. Okay. Now, anyway, it's expression of the Holy Spirit if we yield to Him, all right? Now, so which means you don't have to be all that in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number two, okay, and second misconception will be reserved for special Christian only. Because sometimes we look at a meeting, only this few, that one no, this one only love, this one no love. Okay, so what does that mean? Because of number one, I shared this now, all right? Let me say, it is not only for some special Christian, all right? I'll tell you why, because I'll say that many of the meetings that I go, I wouldn't laugh. But I don't laugh, okay? And now I'm laughing, okay, now. I was like, what's happening to me, okay? Everybody is laughing, all right? Then, after a while, I realized God also speaking to me. He said, do you know all these people, they never laugh in their life. You know, there's no liberation, you know. Sometimes we just bogged down with so many burdens of life and all those. Just to smile, just to laugh is so difficult. And God, the Holy Spirit, has to do something in their life, right? That's why I say it's an expression of the Holy Spirit, okay, so that we overcome, okay, those things that has holding us too long, okay? It's the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, the third misconception will be, oh, it's so controversial, you know? Among all those debate in the world, people will debate on God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, water baptism, and so on. They just continue debate on that. Now, it's controversial, and said, so people will say, controversial, so better don't. Now, let me tell you that human is just that way, all right? Anything that's unusual is controversial. Just talk about vaccination alone. Some people just get skeptical to jab or not to jab, right? To get vaccination or not to get vaccination. I was attending a wedding, you know, some of the old friends that met me there. Wedding lah, you know, could say, hey, well, congratulations, all those. But some came to me and said, Pastor, you got to talk to this who, because they don't want to receive their vaccination. I say, upon their conviction, you know, okay, you have to make your own decision, okay, whether to receive or not. All right, now, likewise, as far as the doctrine concerned, okay, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, somehow you'll find someone who refuses, okay, such doctrine. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit is called pneumatology. Okay, currently I'm doing my master in our Every Nation Seminary. Okay, we're going to go into that course this second year, all right? So somewhere in June, I'll need to travel, okay, to Philippines. Now, okay, the truth is we all need the Holy Spirit desperately, okay, in our daily life. Can I have a good amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Can you turn your neighbor left up? I want to ask you to smile, but you're on your face mask. Okay, never mind. Now, looking at the passage just now, let me tell you there are three observations that I saw, and it's three contrasts. Okay, observation is three contrasts. Okay, now, when you read verse 15, he said, look carefully, then how you walk. So, not as unwise, but as wise. Paul, who is the author for the book of Ephesians, okay, the first contrast say, do not be unwise, but as wise. Okay? Making best use of the time because the days are evil. All right? So, in order to be wise, you need the Holy Spirit. How do you spend your day? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What do you do with your time? I don't know. What you do, all right? So the amount of time you spend on the digital screen and actually talking to a real person, all right? Now, the second contrast or the second observation, which is a contrast, is that Paul says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Imagine how many decisions we make a day. How many wise decisions we have made, or we actually make foolish decisions. Normally, we only know that after things have happened. They say, alamak, house, S-T-U-P-I-D. You know, you know what I mean? All right. So, third contrast, that's what we're going to talk about. And do not get drunk, okay, with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Okay, so these three contrasts, do not be wise, but wise. Say with me, wise. Okay, number two, do not be foolish, but understand. Say understand. The will of the Lord is. Okay, Pastor Tim very kanchong when he hear this word understand. Okay, now, because he has a stand. Okay, now number three, do not get drunk with wine. Don't say drunk. Okay, but be filled with the Spirit. Say filled. All right, so with all that we're going to look at, can you imagine when Paul writing those, okay, to the people of Ephesus or the Christian in the city of Ephesus, and when you read the Old Testament, can you imagine each place that city that Apostle Paul traveled, the amount of idols, the amount of vices, okay, that is happening. I'm sure that you watch all the movies of the times of the medieval time, or when you watch those like they still on horses and all those, the way they live, the way they drink, the way they live their life, all right? So you can easily imagine, okay, with that people living in adultery, in sin, in immoral, okay, living, you can read about that also in the Bible, how talking about fornication, adultery, foolish things that they do, and really unwise, all right? And all kind of vices, okay, lying, cheating, and all those. And when it comes to Paul writing, do not get drunk. In other words, drunkenness is just everywhere. All right, so Paul is making that contrast, okay, so that his listeners, people that disciples and people that he's teaching, okay, come to know and understand what it means. All right, so I'm going to do this four questions we're going to unpack. All right, so talking about how to be filled, okay, with the Holy Spirit. Now, looking at that passage, number one, I want to attempt, okay, to answer this. What does it mean, do not get drunk with wine? Who has drunk before? I mean the kopi o lah. Okay, all right. So you're panic a bit. Okay, now, when you look at this verse 18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is the debauchery. Okay, he didn't say cannot drink. Some of you, right? Or your pastor, you say this, or your, I don't know how my life is. Okay, now, let me tell you, he didn't say cannot drink, but he said do not get drunk. Okay, for that is the debauchery. So to unpack this, I never use this word debauchery in my normal. Do you all use this word? Okay, this is the first time I'm using this word, debauchery. Now, I'll try to look at different version and try to understand this. Of course, you can search dictionary. Now, the Berean Study Bible say, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to reckless discretion. Right? That means lack of discretion or judgment. How many people you have watched or you have gone through that? Getting drunk, and then you make reckless decision. Okay? The New Living Translation with a Farah phrase, it says, don't be drunk with wine because that will ruin your life. Oh, I can feel that it's so quiet. Okay, now, message. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Alamak. That cheapens your life. Okay, drink the Spirit of God, huge draft, okay, of Him. Well, this one maybe you're very happy because you see the word huge draft. Now, so the different version that was written, all of us got to really take note, okay, whether we are young or old alike. Be careful, okay, when it comes to anything that can intoxicate, okay, your life. And it's very real, okay. So Paul make that contrast between the wine and the Spirit. Both are different, right? Wine and spirit, they are both different, right? But if you want to understand them, you got to ask the question is, what is one common thing about the wine and the spirit? Okay? It's that word that I want to unpack later, is the word called influence. You come under the control of the intoxication of the alcohol, all right? Now, when you come under the influence of the wine or any alcohol, how many of you have seen friends or family members, how their behavior change? So some, you see all those movies, they get them drunk so they can get the secret out of them. Okay, it's like drug them, right? Okay. And then somehow these people who never sing start to sing. These people who never dance start to dance and start to say things that, all right? And somehow their emotion all change in that short period, okay? Somehow people who are in a life that is so sorrowful, the grief that they have, the anger they have, the frustration that they have, all burst out, all right? Because, okay, they come under the influence of that, they behave differently, all right? Now, if the person drinks enough of those alcohol, our biological body, okay, the mental processes, okay, will affect you and will affect your mental decision, your ability to make a good mental decision, all right? And that is very real, right? Now, have you ever asked, okay, talking about driving license, have you ever asked why the age limit? Okay, all those who are about to get their driving license, at what age in for Malaysia? Yes, 18. 18, huh? All right, 18. Okay. How many of you 18 years old? How many going for a driving license? Okay. I know somebody just got the driving license. Okay, praise the Lord. At the age of, okay. Now, so experts usually say a 16-year-old brain is still not fully developed to execute skills, patience, and the mental capability to drive a vehicle independently on the road. That's why when we just got our driving license, we have to put what sticker? With the letter P. It used to be L, L license. Okay, it used to be L, now it's the P. Now they put the P there, not mean pastor, huh? Okay, it means it's probation, under probation. And when you're under probation, means you got to have someone who's older than you who has a full license to sit beside you as you drive during your probation period. But how many of us really do that? Malaysia, Malaysia, all right? Okay, now, that's the reason behind that. Okay, in fact, okay, it was said that in the adolescent age, probably teenage age, all right, minors lack the mental stability to drive safely. What they simply want, they want to feel the thrill of the chase. Imagine, old and young, after you watch Fast and Furious, when you hold on to your wheel, what do? You thought that you are Don. I know we have Don up here, yeah. Yeah, that's how my process, all right? So, do not be drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. You make reckless decision, it ruins your life, and it cheapens your life. All right, now, attempt number two. Okay, what does it mean? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. So, making that contrast and comparison, all right, now. That's now the three observation or the three contrasts that we have. Now, talking about Paul saying, be filled with the Holy Spirit, can you feel that it's a command? It's not a suggestion, you know. Paul didn't write, and I suggest to you, okay, that you fill with the Holy Spirit. No. Okay, it's a kind of command, okay, for each and everyone, because it's something that is not optional, part of our spiritual life. Right? Every Christian needs to be filled with the Spirit all the time. If that's not so, I don't know. I think Paul is sending a message, a warning. Then you become unwise. You become unwise. You become foolish. You get drunk, okay? And then ended up, okay, having the life, debauchery life. All right? It's, in that case, a warning that we become unwise, foolish, drunk, ruining our life, and somehow out of the will of God. All right. Now, do you also realize when Paul phrased that, okay, he didn't say, fill yourself with the Spirit. But he says, be filled with the Spirit. So in other words, it's not a human thing. It's not the work of a human. It has to be God. We have to be dependent on God. We don't depend on the other person. Hey, you fill me lah with the Holy Spirit. No, it's the work of the Lord. Okay, not a work of human. So be filled with the Holy Spirit is the work of God and not human. Now, I was thinking about filling up your gas tank, your petrol tank. All right, you fill up a petrol tank. And then you drive. Okay. How many of you wish that you can, after fill up the full tank, you can drive and drive and drive and drive and you don't need to pump anymore? Yeah, I like that idea, man. Okay. But it doesn't. You know, I have one experience was so scary, all right? I thought my full tank can last me from Penang to KL. So the next petrol station. So when you get somewhere Rawang, you get a bit panic because I don't know where's the next petrol station. Oh, then the nearest you go, you have to exit and quickly go to the nearest. At the time, by the time I reach for somewhere PJ, well, thank God, I'm not stranded somewhere in the highway right now. Sometimes we think our life like that. When we are running on E, it's enough. And we continue to go on life, enough. Friends, it's empty lah, it's empty. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to come back, okay, to God, okay, to continue be refilled, okay, with the Holy Spirit. Our spiritual life is likened to that, okay. We cannot continue living without the Word of God, without fellowship, okay. I'm talking about life groups that we have, you know, and growing your relationship with God and with others, all right. So we need the Holy Spirit every day of our life, okay. Some of you need to pump every day. Some of you, maybe once a week, I don't know. But you need every day, okay, the Holy Spirit. All right? Can I go to amen? Amen? All right. Let me tell you, Holy Spirit is always ready. Okay, petrol station is always ready. Okay, of course, sometimes that's physical, they're out of petrol, but God never out of petrol, all right? Now, question three, one at a time. Now, what will the Holy Spirit do in your life? Okay, going on at the passage, it's very interesting. When you read that, like, I say, wow. Number one, you actually have a joyful heart. Okay, so be filled with the Holy Spirit. You address one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual song. You know, just now I was saying that when you call, when I call my wife, I say, hello, from the other side, because she has a job in Cameron last weekend, I need to run two AGMs. Now she's driving, she will join me in Georgetown service, all right? So with that, you're able, just imagine, psalms, hymns, spiritual song, singing, making melody. Wow, there's something about your worship life. There's something about something inside you that Holy Spirit changed that you want to sing unto the Lord. I'll try to end a bit early so that we can sing, all right? We can sing with worship. When we worship with that song, worship team, get ready in the short while, all right, I want you to take a posture that, God, each time when I come for service and together with everybody, do I really sing unto the Lord? Do I really making melodies? Is there a song that I can reach out to you, Lord, that I can sing a love song to you? All right, so I want you to come to that posture. All right, now, second one is giving thanks always for everything to God and the Father in the name of Lord Jesus. So when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you have this thankful heart. How many of you have sat down with people? The moment you sat down, complain. You can actually write a book of that 1 hour. Everything. Sat down with you, complain about everything. Okay, father, mother, son, everyone, company, people, MPP, okay, whoever working, shop, everything. Dog also complain, cat also, everything. Friends, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you have a thankful heart. Good, amen? Amen. See your neighbor, Larry. You're a joyful person. You're a thankful person. Me too. Okay, me too. Okay, no. Those online as well. Okay, now, the third one, submitting to one another out of reverence, your submissive heart. Can you imagine you live in a community like this? Heaven is here already. Right? Okay, yeah. So this, something will happen in your life. So imagine everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit. Transformation, man. Okay, not only you, whole church, whole community. You know, I just remember a campus member that we have, now I've moved down to KL, live in the relocation of the houses, okay, in Jolotong. Then somehow always late or something like that, all right? So I say, what happened? You don't sleep? What? Yeah, Pastor, how to sleep? Every night without fail, my neighbors will be fighting. Okay? I say, what are they fighting about? Because, should I say this story? Okay. This one, husband and wife, one of them will go to the other house. Of course, they're going to fight, you see? Not sleep here, sleep the other side. So all these kind of things is happening almost every night. They want to kill one another. I said, you better move out from there. All right, now, can you imagine? All right, now. So I'm saying that, if imagine everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit, your life transform, church transform, revival take place, right? Everybody sing unto the Lord 5 times, 5 hours, because you need 1 hour to sing hymns, spiritual stuff. Okay, so just imagine, all right, now. Revival. Imagine about whole nation transform as well. Right, so this is the very factor what makes the difference. When you look at someone, how come you're so dead, man? Right, sometimes we say things like that, people smile. All right, now, between alive and dead, or you walk into a sanctuary, wow, this place is alive. All right, or you go to a pub, wow, this is alive. So your process of thinking got to change. All right, now, I also thought about bulb. You know, in our home, we have all kinds of lights. Here we call lights. Okay, today I got special lights. Okay, make me look more, okay, natural. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. Those days when we on our online at the time, we see all these patches, face, and I so wondering what happened to this camera and all those. I thought something wrong with my TV or what. No, we didn't move makeup. That's why the glory came, all this reflection, all the oil. Okay, now. Anyway, so alive. Is this church alive or this church is dead? Okay, you can feel it. So talking about the light, there's so many light in our home. Or why is it so bright? Why is it not so bright? Okay, I like to give all the example. Your home, you got ceiling light or down light, fluorescent light. Then you have your table light, study light. You have your house light, you got a spotlight. Then you also got the toilet light. Okay, all right now. So all they are different because they are different wattage. Okay, they're different for some, it's bright and all those, right? Different voltage. But it's the same voltage that came in. What's Malaysia voltage? Oh, you don't know. 220 to 240 lah. That's our Malaysia voltage. Frequency? Okay, nobody knows. 60. Okay, my judgment. Where's my judgment? Okay, all right. Praise the Lord. Now, friends, it's the same voltage that came in, but different brightness. It all comes back to what kind of voltage do you want to be? How much you want to absorb? Friends, it's the same Bible. It's the same God. Same Jesus. Same Holy Spirit. Same service. Same song leader. Same pastor. Same the word of God. You go back to your class, also the same. Those studying. Same teacher. Same textbook. Some get 100. Some get 99. Some get 49. What happened? Okay. So it also comes back to us how much you want to absorb, okay, of okay the Lord, all right? Whether when you receive more, then talking about serving God, worship God, why people serve God a bit more? Why people worship God a bit more? Why is that? All right, now. Okay, it's all come back your desire for the Holy Spirit. Okay, lastly, get ready, huh? Last one. How do you relate to the feeling of Holy Spirit? So with that, so how? All right, how do you relate? Okay, just three things. Number one, first one was the influence. Okay, are you influenced, are you come under the influence of the Holy Spirit or something else? To help you understand that is, when we talk about alcohol and Holy Spirit, right? Now, in our life, how can it be radically changed? So think about it. If a man is filled with anger, the anger takes over. You're under the control of the anger. If a man is filled with greed, greed will dominate. Everything he sees, he will grab. Any opportunities, ambil saja. Okay, now. If a man is filled with love, everything he sees will be love. When someone is filled with joy, every single thing is a joy. I just sharing with somebody that, hey, if you have morning sickness, I remember, okay, it's not a sickness, okay? It's a joy. Baby is coming, it's a joy, okay? Now, I learned that because when Mio was conceived, we went to see the gynae, all right? The gynae said this, so I caught it so well. I hope my wife caught it that time, okay, now. It was joy to me. I said, darling, it's not a sickness, okay? It's not a sickness. It's joy, okay? We have a baby coming, it's a joy, all right? So, how you see love, how you see joy, how you see hope, if you're filled with that, then, okay, you are under the influence, okay, of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, all right? Same things, okay? If you fill your life with honor, then you want to honor others, you want to honor God, all right? Fill with the Holy Spirit, okay? That's a question now. Second one, incorporation. I know there's a funny word there, but are you cooperating with the Holy Spirit? So when you accept the Lord, you also accept the Holy Spirit. The question is, are you fully filled? Or are you living a spirit-filled life? Which means you got to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. When you know you need to forgive, do you want to forgive? Do you know that your heart needs to change? But do you really want to change? So we need to cooperate, okay, with the Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit is just a gentleman. Can I say that? He won't force on you. But the evil spirit, yes. So Holy Spirit will prompt you. Don't beat the traffic light. Don't. But your tekan mia you jalan. Holy Spirit will prompt you. So your conscience comes in, okay, when you make this decision as well. All right. So are you cooperating with the Holy Spirit, or are you resisting? Okay, what the Holy Spirit guiding you, leading you, and empower you? It's very real. All right. Third one, in touch or in contact. Right, this time I talk about the car, talk about light bulb and all those. Friends, if you pump full, second part of the story, can the car move? Yes, in a sense, but it will not until you start your engine, engage your gear, and tekan, okay, then you move. If you don't do that, it will not. But Bob, this is 1,000 wattage. Boom, okay, now. It will not until you go and switch it on, since it's 1,000 watt. The power is ready. Or in other words, God is ready. Do you get in touch? It's only when that contact point, pop, you experience, okay, what it means to have the strength, the courage, the victory, and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Good, amen? All right, now, when the worship team comes, as they come, the question that I want to ask all of you will be that, do you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit now? And then after that, we will sing a song, okay, the song that our worship team has been singing with us. I want to say that each time when it comes to baptism Holy Spirit, I will share this, that the Holy Spirit is a promise given by the Father. Luke 24, 49, say, Jesus is saying, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high. Okay? Did the promise fulfill? Yes. Acts 2:23 said, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. Did they receive? Yes. Alright? Which they now see. Okay, see and hear. Did the Holy Spirit came? Yes. Acts 2:14 say, on the day of Pentecost, they all came and they were all there. And then came from heaven a sound of mighty rushing wind and filled the entire house where they were sitting. You're all sitting, right? Okay, all right. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. Right now, I also said, if you didn't have the thing, it's fine, it's okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come before you. And Father, we ask, oh God, Lord, even as we seek the first, the kingdom of God, and all these things, Lord, shall be added, okay, into our life. You know, as I wanted to say, that Holy Spirit was given to us, not just for us to enjoy, but God has given that, okay, with the ultimate purpose. Okay, when it was given, okay, Acts 1:8 says that, okay, when the power of Holy Spirit come upon us, okay, we will be, okay, witnesses. That's where our church, okay, that's where we exist, okay, our every nation, okay, we are called, okay, to be witnesses, we are called, okay, to go, okay, and make disciples. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, then we want to honor, okay, all others, okay, especially God, honoring God, okay, and reaching out to others. Now I want to lead you all in a prayer. Okay. I hope as you do that, I know we don't have much time, okay, but in your capacity, okay, where you are in your personal walk, okay, ask the Holy Spirit, okay, ask Jesus, okay, continue to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Go back to read, okay, Ephesians chapter 5, okay. Right now, I'll lead you with this prayer. Okay, it's a declaration. Okay, I'm asking the Lord. Amen. All right, are you ready? Okay, now. 1, 2, 3. So, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I might live a life pleasing to you. I want my life to bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus. I'm empty. I needed to be filled. Thank you for forgiving my sin through the death of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to indwell me. Jesus, empower me so that I can be the salt and the light in my world. Holy Spirit, come, change me, use me, guide me, lead me, empower me to engage all those around me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come do your work in my heart, in my life, because only you can. In Jesus' name, and everyone say, amen. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, as we learn of you, Lord, the Holy Spirit, Father, let us be more aware, oh God, Lord, of your presence. Father, we know, Lord God, there's time that we sing this song, making aware of your presence. Father, help us, Lord, really, Lord, that we become aware of you, be conscious, oh God, of who you are. We're in every day of our life. Father, Lord, that we can be a blessing, that we can live a life so honored to you, Lord, that we can touch another life. I give thanks once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say,